I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1222. Whose side are you on? That's the polarizing question in our culture today, isn't it? When it comes to everything, we want to know, whose side are you on? It could be a divisive theological topic like women in ministry or speaking in tongues or the end times. It could be a cultural topic like abortion or gender fluidity or the Second Amendment. It could be ministry topics like how to best spend God's money or reach the lost. It could be a political topic. Are you for Biden or against him? Who do you vote for? It could be a family feud where family members aren't talking to each other and the family member that's not talking to the other family member wants to know whose side are you on? You get the idea. And we want to know whose side people are on when we confront them. I mean, it seems to be the most important question, and we've got to know. But do we really? And is it really? Let's let an obscure Bible story help us today. T2G, this whole podcast is about love. And it's not just loving people that are like us. It's loving people that are not like us, but are loved by God anyway. We want Jesus to live a life of love through us, even when it's hard. In Joshua chapter 5, the children of Israel have crossed the Jordan River, and they're getting ready to begin the conquest of the land of Canaan. And it's a big, scary job. They're just outside their biggest obstacle, Jericho, when something weird happens. It's Joshua chapter 5, verses 13 to 15. Here's what Scripture says. When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with a drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "No, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you're standing is holy." And Joshua did so. What a story. Joshua wants to know, "Hey, dude, before we go one step further, we got to know, are you on our side or their side? Who are you fighting for?" And we do that all the time, don't we? In all the examples that I've listed above and in so many other ways. Because we believe that we're God's people. I mean, we're 100% right, and they're not us. They're those people, and they've got to be wrong and bad and evil, and they certainly don't have anything to teach us. Notice the answer of the stranger in the story. In Hebrew, he simply says, "No." So Joshua says, "Are you for us or are you for them?" And he just says, "No." In other words, that's not the right question, so I'm not going to answer it. "I come as the captain of the army of the Lord." And this then has Joshua falling down and worshiping. And notice that after Joshua worships, he doesn't assume that he knows everything anymore. He now asks what the Lord would have him do. He comes down from his pious high horse and is much more humble now. What God is about is bigger than our battles, podcast family. And that doesn't mean the battles aren't real and they're not important. But it does mean that it's bigger than that. It means that God sees people as more than the good guys versus the bad guys. He sees all people as people created in his image for whom Christ died and with whom God wants a forever relationship with. So here's the great question. In the Jesus way, what's a better question to ask than, "Whose side are you on?" Let's pray. Father, forgive us for our haughty, arrogant spirit. Forgive us for assuming that we're always right and everyone else is always wrong. Forgive us for posturing ourselves in pride so that we can't learn from others who are different than us. Help us, Lord, to be humble. Give us a listening ear for a fresh word from you that always leads with love, not with division and sides. In Jesus' name, who broke down the walls of hostility, we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1223. And in the meantime, what a weird little story in the Bible, yet how instructive for our culture today. Try to see all you meet as loved by God first, before you're tempted to ask the question, whose side are you on?